Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. I'm back. Sorry I wasn't here last week. I was at a dentist getting a new crown installed. Yeah. Everybody loves the dentist, right? I love having teeth that work. So I guess I do love the dentist because I also like to eat sugar. Anyway, this is Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station up on Simon Fraser University, Burnaby Mountain. My name is Jesse, and today's show and all CJSF shows are produced on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kwikwetlem, other Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples. And unceded means that these lands were never formally sold or traded or given away, and that as a result we are on occupied land. And it's important to remember that and use that as the lens through which we do all the work and living that we do here, and particularly here at CJSF. So keep that in your brain. Today on the show, bunch of stuff, whole bunch of stuff, a real grab bag. And we've got a piece about mushrooms. We've got a piece about, of course, Taylor Swift. Even CJSF is not free from the Taylor Swift effect. Some sort of holiday-related stuff, a little bit of content from the local journalism initiative's Frequency News from around the province. And, well, we'll see what else there's time for. Of course, there is always a little bit of music when I'm at the helm here. And so we are going to do what we always do on the Thursday morning Speak Up and start with a track by a local artist. This week, we are going to hear from Super K, who at one point were known as Super Crystal with a K. And depending on where you look and what you read, their website is still Super Crystal, but on Bandcamp, they're Super K. And the new record is called Super K. They are a four-piece instrumental band that does sort of Balkan surf rock jazz stuff. It's really cool. Blends a whole bunch of influences and has just some like really good trumpet playing. Very, as a, you know, high school trumpeter, I love the trumpet. I love to hear the trumpet, and I love to hear other people do it well, and especially when it's incorporated into, you know, kinds of music or, well, I guess surf is pretty trumpet friendly. Anyway, I just like it when it pops up in unexpected places, which for me was this band, Super K, and we are going to hear the track Bute Lujuba. And that's Croatian, so I'm doing my best. Apologies if I mixed it up a little bit. But Bute Lujubao by Super K on Speak Up on CJSF. Bouteille Lujubao by Super K here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's me, Jesse, here on Thursday morning, like I usually almost always am. And what are we going to do first? Let's have, it's all fun, but let's start with the topic du jour, as you would say in French, the topic of the day. And that's, of course, Taylor Swift. She was here this weekend. You must know that. Everyone knows that. If you listened to this week's episode of Raccoon City, Katie will have told you that she attended and serenaded you with way more Taylor Swift hit music than you will ever otherwise hear here on CJSF. But what's the point of having your own community radio show if you can't blast some Taylor Swift after you went and attended the Taylor Swift concert, right? If that kind of thing appeals to you, you can come join us here at CJSF. We are volunteer run, and almost every show is produced by a volunteer who just comes in and does the show because they want to. And that could be you. We'll give you the tools, the training. It's all free. And as a bonus, or maybe as the main incentive, you get to be part of the CJSF community and do fun things, hang out. Tonight we have a record club, well, this afternoon, starting at 4. Every Thursday, we just have people over to the station in the basement of the Student Union Building up here at Simon Fraser University, the sub, room 1420. And we listen to music, hang out and talk about it. It's fun. Anyway, music. Yes, Taylor Swift was here. And CJSF's brand new public affairs correspondent, Xenia, went and did some streeters. So we're going to listen to that right now. There's a little bit of an intro from me. And then you will hear people talking about Taylor Swift. As you are almost certainly aware, this last weekend, Taylor Swift came to town to wrap up her months-long Eras tour. And CJSF's very own correspondent, Xenia, went down to BC Place to chat with some Swifties who were hanging out front of the venue before the concert started. Xenia spoke with Jillian and Karen, as well as two unnamed Australian Swifties. So without further ado, let's get to it.
I'm Jillian.
And you?
I'm Karen.
All right, so the first question is, what inspired you guys to attend the Eras Tour, and how long have you guys been Swiftie?
I've been a Swiftie since Fearless. Our older sisters are both Swifties, so we kind of like grew up on it.
Yeah.
We're from Australia, so we came just for the show. It's a very last minute decision. Like, we probably decided a month or two ago that we just wanted to be at the last tour.
Okay.
And so we're here.
And we're both crazy enough to say, let's do it.
We got selected for pre-sale for this show in November. So we decided, yeah. So
over here
we got tickets for kind of cheap then. And so we've been waiting for a long time.
So is there like a moment or a song that made you a Swiftie?
I don't know. Like, I kind of just, my entire life.
I think when we were growing up as well, like, Love Story was really popular.
Yeah, that was
I think
in
our
primary
song
school
was like what me and my sister got into. And we'd always just like do duets in our bedroom. Just we like guitar. Just for that.
Yeah, like Red Taylor's version, All Too Well.
And I love that she's re-recording all her own music.
Yeah.
That's really empowering. That's great.
How does this tour compare to like any other Taylor Swift concerts you guys attended, if any?
We went to the one in March in Vegas, and I feel like the energy here is just so much more intense, and everyone's all dressed up and wearing bracelets, and it's really exciting.
Oh, it's better. Like, I feel like everyone's kind of just embraced it. Like, it's like this big like friendship. Yeah, it's amazing.
This was the first Taylor Swift concert I've been to, so.
What era are you guys most excited to see Taylor perform live?
I'm just excited for the surprise song.
Surprise songs.
What about you?
Yes, and I'm hoping maybe she'll have some special guests, people we haven't seen before.
Okay.
We're excited about that.
The surprise songs, is that an era?
Yeah. Which one?
The surprise songs era.
Oh, okay.
I think Red, that's kind of like been my favorite album my entire, yeah, since it came out. That's
all right.
What I'm most excited for.
Is there like a specific song from like any era you guys are hoping to hear?
I want to hear Long Live from Speak Now.
Yeah.
How about You're On Your Own, Kid?
All of them.
Maroon just comes yeah.
What are your expectations for the Eras Tour experience?
We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to sing. We're going to dance. We're going to make memories.
Nothing will
ever
compare.
Don't know what to expect.
Yeah, nothing will ever compare.
Are there any specific surprises or moments you're hoping Taylor includes in the show?
I want a Reputation Taylor's Version announcement.
I'm hoping Post Malone shows up.
We're hoping for a Rep Taylor's Version announcement, but like, who knows? We're probably just clowning.
Have you guys heard about like any standout moments from other stops on the tour that you're looking forward to?
So a lot of the fans have started doing kind of things organically and talking about it beforehand. So that's been something that's different from when we went before until coming now. So we'll see if that happens again tonight.
Yeah, the friendship bracelets here are really cool. And like the light displays they have all through the city, they're really cool.
What does Taylor Swift music mean to you personally?
I think it's like girlhood. Like, it's everyone comes together for it, and it's really fun. Lots of good songs.
I love seeing all the moms and daughters out here. It's pretty amazing that both moms and daughters love her music.
Yeah, I can't even put it into words. Like, I can't put it into words. It is
the center of our life.
Pretty much. Right.
Are there any songs or albums that resonate with a particular moment in your life?
I don't know.
Honestly, all of them. Like, yeah.
Just growing up.
Just, yeah.
Each album of each era of how old you are.
How do you connect with her lyrics or storytelling?
I don't know. She's definitely a storyteller in her songs. Like, Folklore especially. That album's really good because it just tells stories. I like her. All her lyricism is really good.
Pretty relatable.
Yeah.
She knows just what we like to do.
How do you think the Eras Tour reflects Taylor Swift's evolution as an artist?
Well, it kind of is like a sum of everything before and all she is now, and I feel like she does a good job representing that in her show.
It is interesting watching how she went from like kind of a country singer at the beginning, how her tone and sound has changed, but she's been a popular artist for a long time, so she's been able to adapt, which not every artist can do.
Big. Everything.
Yeah, she's blown off like a lot from this tour. It's crazy to think. Like, I went to Reputation Stadium tour, and that's tiny compared to this.
Did any era surprise you in terms of style or performance?
Well, now I have to watch it before I can answer that. Do I?
Told you first, department.
I'm surprised that debut's not part of it.
As an era?
Yeah.
Like the Taylor Swift or the Speak Now?
Taylor Swift, very first album.
Right, okay.
But yeah, Speak Now, she would get more songs.
Yeah, not more dresses.
How do you think her music has matured over time?
I think it's definitely matured. Like, her voice has matured, and even just the things that she sings about. Mm-hmm. Kind of a little darker now, but it's kind of good. I like it.
And what about you?
Yeah, she's definitely grown up. It's been fun to watch.
Her voice.
Yeah, voice. I know Taylor Swift's like known for her like songs, particularly about breakups or like relationships. Do you think that's true or not?
No, I feel like a lot of her work is kind of just storytelling, even if it's not like autobiographical. Yeah, it's kind of just like her experience in life and whether that is about a breakup or not.
All right. So, any final thoughts? Like, how are you guys feeling right now?
So excited.
It's been a long time coming. We've had these tickets for a long time, so we're excited to be here.
Cold, excited.
Overwhelmed. Excited, yeah.
Hungry.
All of the above.
Yeah,
I guess that's all the questions I have. Thank you so much. You guys enjoy the concert.
Okay, we'll do.
All right,
thank you.
Sounds like everyone was very excited for the concert, and I can tell you, just based on what I heard from my apartment across Falls Creek from the arena, everyone was having a good time in there. I think this is the first concert that I have been able to hear the sound of applause, the sound of cheering from my apartment all the way across Falls Creek from the arena. Like, not just the music, but people screaming. So I think everybody had a good time. That's what I've heard from anyone who attended. And cool. Thanks to Ksenia for going out and reporting on this. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Yesterday's Man by Fleetwood. Nope. Fleetwood Mac by Yesterday's Man here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Yesterday's Man are, classic indie rock from Vancouver, BC by two close friends who are also married. How cute. Love that, and love the breezy classic indie rock. Very nice. Before that, you heard Senya's Streeters segment about the Eras tour wrap-up this past weekend in Vancouver. And now, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, we are going to listen to a segment by Danny, who attended the Shipyard's Christmas Market in North Vancouver. And he was excited to do this because he read that the organizer had kind of created this out of spite because of how expensive other Christmas markets are. So we love a spite-driven story, especially a Christmas story, right? This is by Danny, and we'll be back after words.
This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, reporting from North Vancouver. From Sizzling Spatzel to Bratwurst on the Grill. The Shipyard's Christmas Market, located in the Lower Lonsdale area of North Vancouver, provides a unique gastronomic experience for those attending, all without an entrance fee, something that has become rare at many Christmas markets throughout the Lower Mainland. This is the market's very first year, so CJSF decided to take a visit to learn more about how this new Christmas market came to be. Once we arrived at the market, we were able to speak with John Van Rye, one of the market's founding organizers. During our conversation, we were able to learn of his motivations, as well as grievances, that led him to start the Shipyard's Christmas Market.
I was frustrated, and I think a lot of people are, that entertainment is costing more and more money. So a lot of people are struggling with rent, mortgages, putting food on the table. If you are getting divorced, or if you're a senior, or are you becoming disabled, it's extremely hard to come by these days. And then when you want entertainment, it's costing a fortune, and it's getting more and more expensive each day. And a lot of the entertainment in the Lower Mainland are pretty heavily priced. Like, you know, you pay maybe for a market $22, but you know, you go to a hockey game, costs you a couple of $100 just for one person. Go to a Taylor Swift concert, see what that costs, right? Yeah. So it was definitely a frustration on my part, and also because I'm European, I'm from Amsterdam, I know that Christmas market's supposed to be free. So that was something that I thought, like, you know, I think that Christmas markets, especially Christmas, should be accessible to everybody, regardless of what your income is or your social status or anything like that.
According to Van Rye, despite this being the market's first year and starting recently on November 29th, the market has proven to be extremely popular within the past couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I was very nervous. On Friday, when we opened, I was like, well, you know, did people know about us? Like, you know, did the word get out and everything else? And then on Friday, we just got slammed. It was really, really busy. Saturday and Sunday, exactly the same. All the vendors were like, okay, well, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be a lot more relaxed, because markets do in general anyways. But then once it gets dark, the lights go on, and especially around dinner time, it really picked up. And when I listen to the vendors, everybody's really pleasantly surprised. It's much busier than we expected. But like I said, last weekend was absolutely phenomenal. We were packed.
Later on, Van Rye goes over some of the challenges that come across when creating a brand new Christmas market.
What happens is our market's been put together this year within 6 months. And it should be taking a year, but it's been 6 months. There are certain things that are part of this market that normally needs a long approval time. There's people who are inspecting things, there are people that need to be part of it, and especially when you talk about bureaucrats, obviously, you know, they take their time, right? And they have their procedures, and some of these procedures can take a long time. So that's basically what we've been fighting against, right? Like, we've constantly been trying to fast track things, which is not something they're used to. Some people perhaps are not really willing to do that. So we had our struggles, but overall I would say that it's been very positive.
Lastly, Van Rij spoke about his hopes for the Shipyard's Christmas Market to inspire more Christmas markets to open up throughout the Lower Mainland.
Definitely, I think that there's room for it, right? Like, there's been a lot of people that are like, oh, you're competing against the Vancouver one. And I've never seen them as a competition, because I believe there is more enough space for more, right? Especially if you got 2.8 million people, right? There's more enough space for this. But yeah, at the same time, I think, like, you know, if you're looking at further down in the valley, like, you know, in the Chilliwack, Mission, and Agassiz area, like that kind of areas, past Abbotsford, or maybe Abbotsford included, sure, there should be another one right there. Well, maybe I will take that initiative, but I don't see why somebody else couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But I hope, though, and if they do it, that they do it for free admission, because I think that's really keen. I mean, they do it the rest of the world. I don't see why, you know, here in Canada, we have to have a pay-to-play kind of model.
The Shipyard's Christmas Market will be going on until December 24th, 2024. And while this is the first year that this market is being held, plans are in place to continually improve the experience for those that attend, as well as to hopefully inspire more Christmas markets throughout the Lower Mainland. Once again, this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This piece would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.